All right, Kathy Hall from Green Pond Fire Department.
Good evening. My name is Kathy Hall, and I'm the administrative assistant to our chief and deputy chief at Green Pond Fire Department. And doing this is not my regular duty, but Deputy Chief Hall is on B shift with Birmingham Fire tonight. And our board of directors president, he is down with the flu. And so I'm stepping in to give you a report and an update on the fire department. Green Pond Fire has actually had a good year this year, despite the challenges that we've had concerning the ambulance service. It's been many years since our department has been awarded any substantial grants. However, in 2019, under Chief Laney, we received two FEMA grants. One was for $128,000 for new self-contained breathing apparatus for our firefighters. And these have been received and are already in service. We also received a grant for $265,000 for a new pumper truck. And this truck is being built in Mississippi, and it should be put into service either late summer or early fall. At this time, we're going through an administrative change. Chief Laney's tour will end on February 29th. At this time, he feels that this move is best for him and for his family. So our board of directors has appointed Deputy Chief Joseph Hall to a 90-day term as interim chief beginning March 1st. After that time, the board will decide on who will fill the fire chief's position permanently. Currently, our active roster consists of 14 professional firefighters, 9 certified volunteer firefighters, 9 paramedics, 5 advanced EMTs, 3 basic EMTs, 3 EMRs, 2 ECPs, and 5 volunteers in training. There are currently 3 members who are in rookie school at Alabama Fire College. They will graduate in May. We also have 1 advanced EMT who will graduate to paramedic in April. We had 2 firefighters to graduate as firefighter 1 and 2 in 2019. We hope to have an EMT basic class at our station in the near future, and training and education continues to be a big part of our department. Many of you have been concerned about the transport service, so I'll give you some background and an update there. Because the wait time for an ambulance seemed to be getting longer and longer in our area, we were seeing our citizens suffer, and we were becoming very frustrated with our situation. The normal wait was 20 to 25 minutes, but more and more we were seeing possibly a 40-minute wait for patients, or even an hour or longer. The fire department has run a rescue truck, as many of you know, on medical emergencies for several years now in Woodstock, and we've been very blessed to have access to a lot of professional personnel. So with the growth of our area and the industry coming into the area, we looked into having our own ambulance to run alongside our rescue truck. If an ambulance was needed, there would be one sitting in the driveway. And if it wasn't needed, it could return to service. So after studying the matter, checking the facts and finances, seeking counsel, and seeing the need, the board agreed that we should begin a fire department transport service. So we met all of the state requirements of Alabama and received our transport license from the state of Alabama, and we thought that this would complement and help our other ambulance services in the area. But instead, we were met with great opposition. AmServ, who serves Bibb County, did not keep an ambulance on the north end of the county until the day that we began transporting, which was February 3rd, 2019. For a while, both services responded together, but that was a waste of resources. AmServe uses two trucks to serve Bibb County. They have the inter-hospital transport contracts with Bibb Medical. They also transport dialysis patients who need this service, as well as running all medical calls, all of your MVAs, and whatever is needed. That is why the people on the north end of the county were having such extended ETAs for an ambulance. So in August of 2019, we had been running since February, but in August, the E911 board of Bibb County made the decision to stop dispatching Green Pond Fire to any medical calls unless there was not an ambulance on this end of the county. 2 weeks later, Tuscaloosa County followed suit and stopped dispatching us for all medical calls. For the transport service to be able to make it financially, we need to have ideally three transports a day and minimally two transports a day. Bibb County never gave a real reason why they weren't dispatching us, so we assumed that the goal was to put financial pressure on the department and hope that we would just go away. It hasn't been easy, and we are using money that we hoped to keep in reserve, but we are still making transports when we're called. We have to staff at least three personnel 24 hours a day, whether we get calls for transport or not. Until we can get our call volume back up, we still have some personnel who are working on a volunteer basis, which is a great sacrifice for them. In the spring of 2019, Tuscaloosa County sued our department. We went to court, which cost us almost $15,000 of our much-needed money. And in the fall, we got the ruling from the judge, and the judge ruled in our favor on all counts of the court case. However, we're still not being dispatched to any medical calls in Tuscaloosa County. Most of the time, these citizens are waiting for an ambulance to come from Skyland Boulevard or elsewhere in the county. In Bibb County, AmServe's ambulance with a paramedic aboard is usually kept on the south end because that's where the hospital is. Many times on the north end, we will have an advanced EMT, but not a paramedic. So a couple of weeks ago, we had an instance where one of AmServe's patients possibly needed intervention that could only be done by a paramedic, but they had no paramedic on board, so they called Green Pond for a paramedic intercept. Fortunately, on that day, we had four paramedics at our station, so we were able to send a paramedic to the hospital with AmServe's patient, and we were able to stay in service for another call. But on most days, our paramedic would have gone to the hospital with AmServe's patient, and then Green Pond would have had to go out of service because we would have been left without a paramedic. So this is very stressful for these types of situations. On January 4th, we had a community meeting, and the overwhelming majority of citizens present supported continuing the transport service. And since then, many have come by the station to express their desires. Many, and probably many of you, have written letters, made phone calls, and attended county board meetings. So yes, we plan to continue running. However, we all understand that there will have to be some financial restructuring for this to happen. We are not receiving any funds other than your fire dues and what we receive from transports, which is not much right now. Before our calls were cut in August, we were running over 100 calls a month. For years, the people in Woodstock have been used to having our rescue truck respond in medical emergencies. That is one thing that has been greatly missed in the community, especially for our elderly who are prone to fall, or maybe they have blood sugar issues or blood pressure issues. And that service does not get to respond to medical calls anymore because the state dictates that if we are dispatched, then we have to send our transport unit too. And right now, the powers that be are not allowing us to respond first out in our coverage. Some of our citizens have become fearful and have expressed their fear that they will not get the help that they need when they need it, and they miss their Green Pond people coming to their rescue. Our paramedics and EMTs receive the same training and state licenses that the AmServe and North Star employees do. One difference is that our paramedics have to be cross-trained as firefighters, since we are a fire department transport. So this gives us an advantage as far as industrial accidents, hazmat situations, fires, wrecks, things like that. Deputy Chief Hall has been leading the charge for the transport service, and he continues to fight for our citizens to have the best response that they can possibly have in an emergency. The Bibb E-911 board met last week, and we were told that for now there would be no changes made from the current status. So as it stands, we still cannot be first out in our fire coverage area, even though you, the citizens, are the ones making the transport service possible. Our attorney is looking at some different things that might help us in the future, but we can't elaborate on those at this time. Legal services are expensive, and we have to keep a close eye on our finances. So even with our calls being cut in August, we still ran 1,035 calls in 2019. Some ask how they can help the fire department. First of all, pay your fire dues, either through the water department or to us directly. And then secondly, if you have influence or know of someone that you could contact and speak to on our behalf, please do so and express your desires as a citizen of Woodstock. Also, at this time, we have a vacancy on our board of directors. So if you're interested and meet the qualifications, we would be glad to talk to you. I know we have at least two board members here tonight, if you would like to speak with them about that. You can follow us on Facebook at Green Pond Fire and Rescue for fire department updates. And also the citizens have a page that's called Citizens for Green Pond Transport if you want to get updates on our transport service and how things might be changing. So we would be glad to answer any of your questions. It has been a full year and a very good year for us, but we'd be glad to answer any questions that you have after the meeting, and if we can be of help to you, Deputy Chief Hall said that you could call the station. He'll be glad to talk to you. Thank you.